NGU, KN4, VWA.
Yeah, it said it was the new daily software.
although I think there hadn't been a revision since the 13th of the month. But it said, you know, download this right here. This is the latest and all that good stuff. But when I would try to do a download, it's the instructions say you either have a clone radio or something else. Well, the clone thing came up, but the bar never started moving across that it was downloading. And then after maybe 60 seconds, I get the error block on the screen. So I think I'm doing it right. I got a sneaking suspicion it's my cable.
All right. Well, whenever they come in, just let me know, and we'll try it with my cable. And, you know, if it goes through, well, we just figure it out from there. All right.
Echo, Echo Yankee.
Go ahead, Gary.
Good morning, Steve. Phil, you may be onto something there. Depending on how old your cable is, and if it was the cheapest one on Amazon and whatnot, the story is that a lot of the inexpensive cables use cheap Chinese clones of the serial data chips, specifically those from FTDI. And FTDI got smart to that. And so Windows will conveniently for you download the latest FTDI driver, which knows to look for the cheap Chinese clone chips and won't work. So either if you have one of those cables, you have to go back to an older version of the driver, or you have to buy another cable with genuine FTDI chips.
Yeah, Chirp software, it talks about the Baofeng distributor buy direct from them. Is it just better to go straight to them, or can I get one off Amazon that'll work?
Amazon that'll work, just look in the description. It says genuine FTDI, and it'll cost you about $20, whereas the cheap Chinese clones will be less than $10.
Same. $20 for a programming cable, and the walkie wasn't but $27.
A common problem, and it's at the Windows driver level, so your Chirp won't know anything about it because it's already, you know, at the Windows hardware level. So that's my two cents on it. Good morning to you all. Back on out of here. Go ahead, Phil, and then you can throw it back to Steve. Whiskey for Echo Echo Yankee Mobile.
Thank you so much, Gary. Glad you were listening, but I think we're coming to that conclusion. Go ahead, Steve.
Phil, didn't we receive one programming cable for each radio?
No.
Well, anyhow, my programming cable worked just fine.
Okay, my other one works. But I'm not going to put a bunch of frequencies in there like I did before. Frequencies I can't hit half the time anyway because it's such low power, and but it stops the scanner. So I just like to hear the local, several local repeaters and a couple of direct frequencies is all I want in mine now.
With that from your house?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think White Oak would be a problem. What about Paris Mountain?
No, but I want it in there because I'm in Greenville a lot. So I'm going to do 9482 White Oak, and probably going to leave Mount Mitchell out of it. I don't really monitor that much anymore, and I don't want to try to talk through it reliably with a walkie-talkie, but I don't know those guys, and it's not all that interesting to monitor it, so I just want the local stuff.
Well, I don't blame you about Mount Mitchell, bud, because I'm going to tell you something. Every time I've gone over there, it sounds like the Wild Wild West. And even this guy, Garth, KC4M, I tell you what, it was so bad I even got his goat one day. And got rough, so I don't fool with it.
Lifetime conversations in the morning that were not appropriate if I hadn't been alone in the car, so it's just, I don't know. But I know I've got a big instruction book that all the functions and everything, you can lock out channels. I just hadn't taken the time to do that.
I'm trying to remember. When you hit scan on that thing and it's in memory mode, memory channel, does it scan the memory channels only or does it scan the entire band?
Only.
Oh, okay. Well, just leave Mount Mitchell out of it.
Manually program, it won't scan but 20 channels, but when you program it by computer, you can make it scan anything you want. But I'm just going to pare it back a little bit.
I think I'm going to try to put in maybe one or up around Asheville maybe one towards Charlotte, you know, because I travel up that way on a semi-occasional basis, so it'd be fun to just listen to what's going on up there while I'm up there. Anyhow, in the meantime, just whenever they get in.
Well, I just want to get a few extra while they were so dirt cheap, because I really have fun leaving it on at work, and shoot, I paid $19 or $20 for this last battery, so to get another radio and a new battery for $27 and a new charger and all that stuff, it's just a no-brainer.
Yep. Well, in the meantime, we'll just be waiting for them to come in. When did you say they were supposed to hit?
March 6th, but the others came in a lot earlier. And I can't remember if this is coming from the same place. It's shipped direct from something weird, Best Goo or something like that, through Walmart. But Walmart doesn't track your past orders. They do in the grocery side, but not in this. So I couldn't really go, or Amazon, either one. So I couldn't, you know, I had to go by model number, and this is exactly what we ordered before. So hopefully we'll have the same product.
Yep. Okay. Well, all Walmart is doing is just, you know, going around the world, getting contacts with people, setting up contracts, and then when they throw their best price out there, then they just call them up and say, hey, send a couple over there, and then, you know, we take a cut. So Walmart's just a predatory intermediate.
And this did say that if there's a problem, you can't take it back to Walmart. You got to send it back to this company. So, but I would assume that Walmart exercises some oversight as to customer service. I'm guessing that.
You would hope, especially since their name is attached to it. Has lifted down in Spartanburg. I'm on 85 business, fixing to get off at 9 exit, at the Highway 9 exit, and it's clearing up down here. I hope it's going to be a beautiful day, because I've got a John Deere calling my name after I go to my doctor's appointment this morning.
I probably shouldn't say anything because it'll jinx it, but I could be on the air by tonight. Of course, I've got orchestra practice, but late this afternoon, I've got two runs of coax. One's about 30 feet that runs from the operating position under the house and outside. And then on this old piece of coax that I suspect as being the problem. So I'm going to go out. I know exactly where they go together with a barrel connector in the ground. And I'm going to pull that up and attach the new cable and see if it works. And if it does, I've got a bad long piece, and if it doesn't, I've got a bad short piece.
Just curious, how did you waterproof the barrel connector in the ground?
I put electrical tape pulled tight, so tight you can see the dimples on the outside of the coax connector, and then I put liquid rubber on it.
That certainly should have done it. You know, that's one of the functions that rig expert is supposed to do. It's supposed to tell you just about the length of where a problem is. I sure wish we had known. We could have tried that out and run it down.
Yeah, we were just kind of in a hurry, I guess, and didn't think about that. But I would like to think I'm that close.
Tell you what, you've got orchestra practice tonight. You probably got church tomorrow night, right?
No, that would be a Thursday. Just tonight.
Ah, that's right. Well, if you want to get together tomorrow evening after work, we could take a quick look at it.
Well, I'm hoping I'm going to have it working tonight. I'm going to be getting off just a little bit early today, and I won't have time to rebury it and do all that stuff. And I don't want anybody to trip on it, so I'll probably take it back in, but I would love to troubleshoot and get that far and know that it's working. So I hope to do that today. And there was a 30% chance of rain, but now I don't see a cloud in the sky, so maybe it's cleared off early and it's supposed to be clear in the next few days.
Well, I sure hope so. I'd love to get dry. Especially since I'm going to be doing that John Deere thing with the driveway today.
A lot of time, doesn't it? A lot of redo.
We'll be on that thing for the next, 3 or 4 hours.
Third time since January you've done it?
And it's getting a little irritating.
Maybe come off that hip. Pave that thing.
You got an extra $27,000 laying around?
But not for your driveway.
No, I am going to contact the boy today to see what it would take to reroute that driveway. What I'm thinking about is trying to reroute it to, right there by my building and go right straight out over the top of that rise instead of coming down to the bottom and then coming back up.
Costing anything but time to have to redo it so much with the tractor, but much rain as we've had in that soft ground, it doesn't hold it long, does it?
Just goes back to that old saying, there's water is the most powerful force on the planet.
Yeah. Well, I'm about a mile from the parking lot, and I need to jump out because my daughter needs to grab a prescription from me and then head off to Tennessee for some kind of audition. Bunch of theater students or convention or something. I don't know what they're doing. And she's already been texting me, are you in your office yet? Are you there yet? So I need to sign when I get there. Appreciate the offer on the help, but we'll get there on both fronts. W4NGU.
W4NGU, have a good afternoon, or good day and good afternoon, Phil, and I'll talk to you later, and just let me know when that comes in, and we'll do our thing. Matter of fact, I pulled up in front of my doctor's office, so anyhow, good afternoon, 73s, I'll talk to you later. K and 4 VWA, clear after your final.
See ya.